हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। 19th मन्त्र, वि गो स्ट्रेट् वे टु दि 19th मन्त्र। वि सा आफ्टर् मेन्शनिङ्ग् बट् ओङ्कारः एस् ब्रह्म, एस् द मीन्स् आफ् सगुण ईश्वरः, सगुणं ब्रह्म, and also as a means of arriving at the nirgunam brahma chaitanyam, Lord Yama straight away started talking about the nature of the atma. We have seen the first mantra where he already talked about the nature of the atma. Okay, we'll read from that mantra. Now this is a new portion here, from here this 18th onwards. We can read from the 18th mantra. Na jayate mriyate va vipaschit, na jayate mriyate va vipaschinnayam kutaschinna babhuva kaschit, ajo nitya shashvato yam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. हन्ताचेन्मन्यते हन्तुम् हतश्चेन्मन्यते हतम् हन्ताचेन्मन्यते हन्तुम् हतश्चेन्मन्यते हतम् उभौ तौ न विजानीतो नायं हन्ति न हन्यते। इस् आल्सो वेरि क्लोस् टु दि मन्त्र यु फौण्ड् फैण्ड् इन् भगवद्गीता। हन्ताचेन्मन्यते हन्तुम् हतश्चेन्मन्यते हतम् उभौ तौ न विजानीतो नायं हन्ति न हन्यते। सो हन्त चेत् मन्यते, बिकास् सन्धि बिकम्स् चेन् मन्यते, हन्त चेत् मन्यते, हन्तुम् हतः चेत् मन्यते हतम् उभौ तौ न विजानीतः न अयम् हन्ति न अयम् हन्यते। फर्स्ट् अयम् न हन्ति, अयम् न नायम् हन्ति, ब्रेक् इट् न अयम् हन्ति, अयम् न हन्ति। सो अगेन् दि नेचर् आफ् दि रियालिटि, obtaining as the truth of every individual, obtaining as the truth of every being, obtaining as one's own self, obtaining as the content of I, is being discussed in all these verses. I am na hanti. So atma does not kill. I am means this atma. Why this atma? This nearest self. The one's own swarupam, the reality obtaining as the nearest self, one's own essential nature, being the very truth, very content of I, that Atma, which I should be identified with, that Atma, I am, nahanti, does not kill, does not destroy, does not kill, which means does not kill means does not involve itself in any action, not only act killing. So nahanti, does not kill, is one expression which means atma is not involved in any actions. Nahanti does not kill. So in atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Even though no act, whether act of killing or any action, no action is possible at all without the blessing of Atma, presence of the Atma. Every action is Atma. Every action is Atma. Subtle and gross action is Atma. Every function is Atma, but Atma is not involved in any functions or any actions. Means Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Because action presupposes what? Movement, motion. Action implies motion. Atma is of the nature of motionlessness. Because Atma is of the nature of changelessness. Atma does not undergo any change at all. Atma, already we have seen, the changelessness implies beginninglessness, endlessness. And the changelessness also implies what? Motion is motionlessness. Therefore, Atma is the nature of actionlessness. Now you can understand what is this Atma here? The pure consciousness, abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, is free from any actions. Actionlessness, being nature of Atma, is implied by his own expression, I am Nahanti. Then Nahanyate. So, Atma is not killed. Atma is not afflicted. Atma is not killed. Atma does not become subject to any form of change. Atma is the nature of actionlessness. Therefore, Atma is subject to mortality, death. Or Atma is not killed also. Atma does not become the object of any action also. Atma has a subject of action. Atma is either the object of action. So, na hanyate. So, Atma is not killed, that one sentence means what? Atma is not object of any action. Atma doesn't become affected by any action also. Because Atma is the very truth of every object. Atma very truth of every very action, without whose presence action is not possible. Such an Atma does not become affected by, does not become an object of action also. So na hanyate. So I am, the third person single pronoun implies is here the reality of the universe obtaining as one's own self. So I am na hanti, I am na hanyate means what? I am, Atma is neither the doer. Atma is not karta, na bhokta. Atma is neither the doer nor the enjoyer, experiencer, sufferer of any pain. Na hanti, na hanyate. So, hanta iti manyate chet. Hanta, see, chet means if. Chet means if. If, okay, hanta manyate, hantum. Hantum literally means what? To kill. Hantum is an infinitive which means to kill. But here, hanta, hantum manyate chet. Suppose, hanta here is a rukaranta pullingaha hantrushabdha. Hantra means the one who kills, the killer. So, chet, if the person, if killer, manyate, considers things, things that he is clear, I am the killer. If he thinks, what does it mean? If a killer thinks, I am the killer, what does he mean? Actually, what is I am? I is actually Atma. Actually, I is Atma. I, the content of I is abstract formless consciousness, Atma. I is not the body. I is not the sense organ. I is not any of these limbs. I is distinct from the entire body mentions complex. I mean, I is distinct from the rest of the anatma aspects. If a person thinks, considers, I kill. It means he when he says I kill, what he means is Atma kills. So it is, the mantra says, if the killer thinks, considers the Atma to be the killer. If a killer thinks the Atma to be the killer, or Atma kills, then if he also thinks, if he means other person, chet, hataha manyate chet. Hataha manyate chet. if he thinks that Atma is the killed, Atma is killed. Hataha manyate chet. If other person thinks Atma is killed by other person, it means he mistakes, still there is ajnanam. Mistaking the body or mistaking the anatma for a self, if he thinks Atma in a body, something is destroyed, if he thinks Atma is killed, he takes mistakes Atma's object of act of killing. Hatam, hataha manyate chet. And hatam manyate chet. He mistakes Atma to have been killed also. Atma, he mistakes Atma, oh, Atma has been killed. He thinks that Atma is killed, being killed, or Atma is killed, or Atma was killed. Okay. Hanyate, present active voice, active sentence. If a person thinks Atma, that Atma is killed, hatam manyate, atmanam hatam manyate. If a thing Atma, that Atma was killed, atmanam hatam manyate. Atmanam had to add to get the complete sentence. Atma is killed and Atma was killed. If he thinks also, what does he mean? He mistakes the Atma to be the subject of action. He mistakes Atma to be the object of action. So on the part of both of them, there is ajnanam, ignorance of the Atma. The person who mistakes Atma to be killer, Atma to be the killed, both of them, ignorant people. Ubhautau na vijanitaha. That people who are of such strong notion are ignorant, they do not know. Ubhau, tau, tau, ubhau, they both. But both of them do not know. Not know the fact. They have no clue of what Atma is. They do have no clue of what is the subject to mortality, subject to change, and what is which is subject, not subject to change. They do not know. Really speaking, not only Atma, even Anatma also cannot be destroyed at all absolutely. So if at all something called the death happens, the death is only for the Anatma. Killing, something is killed means only Anatma is killed. Anatma is killed means that only Anatma is subject to death. Anatma subject to death means Anatma is subject to change. So death is only relative destruction. Getting killed is only relative destruction. And relative destruction is there, which is nothing but a change, a big change. And it's not total destruction. So Anatma is subject to relative destruction. Atma is absolutely indestructible. Why? Because Atma is a word implying the very reality of the whole, in whose presence and because of whose blessings all actions and functions are possible. Already it was said, dharmad adharma, dharmad anyate, adharmat anyate. Atma is free from good and bad, right and wrong, means Atma is free from all actions also. So, because of his ajnanam, because of self-ignorance, naturally when a person helplessly has wrong identity with anatma, body, mind, sense complex, and having wrong identity with anatma, body, mind, sense complex, the body which is subject to change is actually mistaken to be the atma. Your atma is mistaken to be that which is subject to destruction, or change, killing, etc. And that is why there is fear of death also is possible. That is why grief is possible. It's all because of this. The very samsara is because of the ajnanam, not knowing what Atma Swarupam is. Which means the problem is there's a very strong notion that I am the killer. I am the killed. I become the killed. When a person thinks that when a person mistakes Atma to be the doer and the object of action, then the fundamental problem of sense of limitation centered on I, the sense of being the doer, enjoyer, experiencer, the strong notion retains the person samsara forever. These are the result of ajnanam. Okay. Having said that, now he moves on to the next mantra. Okay, if a person is ignorant like that, if a person has to understand the Atma, then how can a person understand Atma? Katham Atmanam Janati. How does such an ignorant person know the Atma, discover the Atma? Thereby he corrects his error in the perception of the Atma. How? It is said here, Anoraniyan Mahato Mahiyan. I'm doing quickly, okay? So that we can come back to the Bhashyam later on. Anoraniyan Mahato Mahiyan Atmasya Janto Rehito Guhayam Tamakratuf Pashyati Vita Shokaha Dhatuf Prasadan Mahimanamatmanaha. Very briefly in this mantra, Lord Yama packs the message, the content, that how a person can discover Atma, what he should do for that. It is being said here. Anoraniyan Mahato Mahiyan Atmasya Jantor Nihito Guhayam Atmasya Jantor Nihito Guhayam Tamakratuf Pashyati Vita Shokaha Tamakratuf Pashyati Vita Shokaha Dhatuf Prasadan Mahimanamatmanaha Anoraniyan Mahato Mahiyan Atmasya Jantor Nihito Guhayam Tamakratuf Pashyati Vita Shokaha Tamakratuf Pashyati Vita Shoko Dhatuf Prasadan Mahimanamatmanaha. When you read, we are not breaking the, when you chant the mantra, we don't break the sandhis. Anoraniyan Mahato Mahiyan Atmasya Jantor Nihito Guhayam. Listen again. Anoraniyan Mahato Mahiyan Atmasya Jantor Nihito Guhayam. Anoraniyan Mahato Mahiyan Atmasya Jantor Nihito Guhayam. Tamakratuf Pashyati Tamakratuf Pashyati Vita Shoko Dhatuf Prasadan Mahimanamatmanaha. Tamakratuf Pashyati Vita Shoko Dhatuf Prasadan Mahimanamatmanaha. Tamakratuf Pashyati Vita Shoko Dhatuf Prasadan Mahimanamatmanaha. So, anoho aniyan, anoho aniyan, anoraniyan, mahato mahatah mahiyan, mahato mahiyan. You must remember your visarga sandhis, okay? Mahatah mahiyan, mahato mahiyan, na mahiyan, Mahatah Mahiyan Atma Atma Asya Jantoho Atma Asya Jantoho Asya Jantoho Atma Nihitaha Jantoho జంతోర్ జంతోహో అస్య ఆత్మా జంతోహో అస్య అస్య జంతోహో ఆత్మా నిహితః గుహాయాం తం అక్రతుః పశ్యతి తం అక్రతుః పశ్యతి వీతశోకః ధాతు ప్రసాదాత్ మహిమానం ఆత్మనః మహిమానం ఆత్మనః. ఓకే, ద సీక్రెట్ ఈస్ రివీల్డ్. వేర్ ఈస్ దట్ ఆత్మా అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ రికగ్నిషన్? ఓకే, ఆత్మా ఈజ్ దేర్, ఆత్మా అలోన్ ఈజ్ దేర్. Atma alone is there, means this abstract, formless, all pervasive reality is there. All pervasiveness is the very nature of reality. There is no place, no time, no object which is not pervaded by Atma. Means where? Atma must be, this abstract reality must be pervading in and through all the objects, inside of the beings, outside of the beings, inside of everything, outside of everything, everywhere Atma must be pervading. Which means just as the enclosure parts are there in this all-pervasive space, every physical body, mind, sense complex, every being, everything is here. So Atma pervades in and through, outside and inside of the every being. So Atma pervades the physical body, Atma pervades the mind, Atma pervades the sense organs, Atma pervades every thought, Atma pervades everything. But still, all pervasive, Atma, but it is not possible for us to perceive the Atma through sense organs. It is not possible to conceive the Atma making use of your intellect, mind. It is not possible to describe the Atma making use of words, because Atma is not an object at all. Atma, even though everything that is here is only Atma, still that all-pervasive reality is available for recognition only as the Swarupam of the subject, as the very truth of the experiencer. Very important sentence. When I say Atma is available for recognition only as the truth of the experiencer, means what? If there is no Atma, there cannot be experiencer. If there is no Atma, there cannot be the knower. Atma has to be arrived at, can be arrived at only as the Swarupam, truth of the knower, subject of knowledge. Which means, how light is the truth of the illuminator? There is no such a thing called illuminator. Illuminator is only a qualification attributed to the light from the standpoint of the opaque thing. Similarly, here there is no knower at all other than Atma. This all-pervasive, abstract reality, consciousness alone has the qualification of being the knower. Therefore, when you say light is the truth of the illuminator, means what? Light is, illuminator is. Light is not, illuminator cannot be. Similarly, consciousness is, knower is. Abstract reality is, knower is. There is no reality, there cannot be knower. Is it clear? This is how we have to understand. This is what is to be understood when you say Atma is the very truth of the subject of knowledge, the experiencer, knower. Therefore, Atma is hidden, as though hidden. See, Atma cannot be hidden by anything. Atma is the truth of everything. Nothing can hide Atma, cover Atma. Atma is as though hidden. Why? That is why it is available for recognition. Therefore, it is said, and what is it, Atma? Anoho aniyan. Anoho aniyan. See, anuhu means atom. But here the word anuhu is used to mean something smallest, tiniest. Anoho aniyan. Atma, just to say, Atma is the subtlest, beyond which nothing else is there. Atma is beyond everything. Therefore, anoho aniyan. Atma is tinier than the tiniest. anoho aniyan, tinier than the tiniest, smaller than the smallest, means what? Smaller than the smallest. Then mahataha mahiyan. Mahat means great, greater than the greatest. Greater than the great, but we make it a superlative degree. Mahiyan, mahataha mahiyan. The most huge, the biggest, greatest, great, it is the biggest. It means it is nothing bigger than Atma. Atma is bigger than the biggest, more huge than the most huge, greater than the greatest. Mahataha mahiyan. Okay, let me stop and make you understand. What is that Atma? Why Atma is bigger than the biggest, smaller than the smallest? Because small and big are two adjectives. Got it? Small is a word describing something which is small, which is big. Small and big are adjectives describing small and big things. But any object, anything small, smaller, smallest, big, bigger, biggest, adjectives, the qualifications, the only objects. And biggest object also is object of knowledge. Smallest object also, object of knowledge. An object, anything which has the status of being an object is, anything which has the status of being an object is what? Which is dependent on the knower. So big, bigger, biggest, small, smaller, smallest. Anything which enjoys the status of being existent is an object. Anything and everything which enjoys the status of being existent is an object. And anything and everything denoted by the third person singular, so third person pronoun, denoted by any pronoun other than the pronoun I is an object. What is an object? We understand here. Anything and everything, small or big, small, smaller, smallest, big, bigger, biggest, anything denoted by any pronoun other than the first person singular pronoun I is an object. Object of knowledge. You know, I don't think such a beautiful definition is given anywhere else. Okay? This is the object. Any pronoun denoted by any pronoun. So, object means an object of knowledge, big or small, does not have independent existence of its own. Object of knowledge, to have the status of being existent, it must become the known. And for it to become the known, it is dependent on the knower. And there is no knower other than Atma. Therefore, biggest object also is dependent on Atma to become the known, to have the status of being existent. Tiniest object also, however tiniest also, even if you are the best of, you know, microscope and GC also, tiniest also is an object. Biggest also is an object. Being an object, it doesn't have independent existence of its own outside of the knower consciousness. Therefore, Atma being the knower of the biggest, Atma being the only knower of the smallest, it is the Atma which lends existence to the biggest object and the smallest object. Okay, therefore, Atma is what? Atma is smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest. What biggest? What smallest? No object has existence outside of the Atma. There's nothing which is bigger than Atma, nothing which is subtler than Atma, smaller than Atma. Okay, so that which lends existence to the biggest, that which lends existence to the smallest is bigger than the biggest, smaller than the smallest. Such an Atma, where is now Guhayam Nihitaha? Guhayam nihitaha. Nihitaha means it is as though placed there. Nihitaha, placed, located, kept. Nihitaha. Atma as though placed in the cave of mind, obtaining within the cave of heart. Guhayam nihitaha. And whose guhayam? Kasya guhayam? Asya jantoho guhayam. Jantuhu means any living being is jantu. Any being is jantu. Asya jantoho means in the cave of heart. In the cave of mind, within the cave of heart of this being, Atma is placed. Which Atma? Atma which is bigger than the biggest, smaller than the smallest. Such an Atma is placed in the cave of mind of this being, of this being here. Mainly it implies a human being. It is there in the heart of everywhere, every living being also. But human being is capable of discovering it, therefore, asya jantoho, of this being. Okay. And if Atma is there always, poor Atma cannot escape and run away anywhere from your mind. Okay. Helplessly, Atma is sitting there all the time, nihitam, all the time. All the time, Atma is very much there. But still, we are not able to discover it. But who can discover it? He says, Pashyati. Pashyati means sees, not through physical eyes. The person recognizes, the person sees, the person knows. Which person? Okay. Tam Atmanaha Mahimanam Pashyati. Pashyati. One sees Atmanaha Mahimanam. One who really, the person who discovers the Atma, discovers the glory. Mahima. Mahima means greatness. The person who discovers the Atma, who knows the Atma, knows the greatness, glory of Atma. Atmanaha Mahimanam Pashyati. Who can discover? Only akratuhu. See, akratuhu is a very special word, okay, used in this Upanishad. Kratuhu literally means a ritual. A particular ritual is called a fire ritual. Vedic ritual is called akratuhu. But here, akratuhu implies the person who is not involved in rituals. That doesn't mean rituals are bad or anything, okay? What it implies is the person is free from desires. The implied meaning of the word akratuhu is the person of desirelessness, the person of dispassion. Akratuhu, the person of dispassion, the person of desire, this dispassion, the person who is free from the hold of desires relatively, which means the person whose attention is not distracted towards objects, impelled by his desires, who is not of scattered attention. If there's so many, if a person has more desires, naturally he has his attention will be distracted by objects. He will be a person of scattered attention, disturbed mind. Such a person cannot focus. The person has grown out of desire for objects, knowing their limitations. See, only a person of Vivekaha, the person who has discriminative understanding, the person who has Purushartha Nischeha, who knows the value of Jnanam, knowing the value of Jnanam, who is craving for Jnanam, such a person alone naturally becomes disinterested in other objects. When he becomes disinterested, naturally there cannot be desires for such objects. Such a mature person who knows the value of jnanam, who is aspiring for moksha, such a person alone as a person of dispassion, akrituhu, as a person of dispassion, as a person of desirelessness, akrituhu pashyati. He alone discovers pashyati. Kim pashyati? He discovers Atma. Thereby he discovers, oh, how Atma is absolutely indistinguishable, which is, I am this Atma. He discovers, oh my God, I mistake this Atma to be destroyer, the doer, enjoyer, everything. But Atma is absolutely free from everything. So understand the nature of Atma. The person sees the glory of Atma. Atmanam, Atmanaha, Mahimanam, Tam Mahimanam, Pashyati. He discovered Atma, he discovered, thereby he discovers the glory of Atma. Such a person. Okay. And how is it possible for him to discover that? Because of his, so that akrituhu implies the qualification of dispassion, which also implies the vivekaha. No, dhatu prasadat. Only by dhatu prasadat. The word dhatu implies all the sensor, all the organs. Prasadat. Dhatu nam prasadat. Dhatu prasada. Dhatuhu in this context does not mean root. The word dhatuhu literally means root in grammar. It also literally means root in the root of a plant also is what? Root, dhatuhu only. But here dhatuhu means here sense organ, all organs. Organs of actions or sense organ, organs of knowledge. All 10 organs. So, prasadaha means tranquilizing. Tranquilizing. Dhatu prasadat, as a result of having disciplined all the organs. A result of having the disciplined organs. Which means this person has shamaha, this person has damaha. This person has relative mastery over his sense organs, relative mastery over his organs of actions. Has shamaha and damaha. Means, so this expression, dhatu prasadat, as a result of having the disciplined organs, a result of having the tranquilized organs, because of the serenity of organs, dhatu prasadat, akratuhu, as a person of dispassion and viveka, as a person of desirelessness, being qualified for discovery of the Atma, this person sees, somehow discovers the Atma, thereby he discovers the glory of the Atma. Asya jantoho guhayam nihitahasti. Okay. So akrituhu dhatu prasadat atmanaha tammahimanam pashyati. When he discovers the mahima, what is the Atma is free from, when he discovers the Atma, for him Atma is not an object. The person who discovers the Atma, for him Atma is one's own self. I, the self, am Atma. I am Atma. I am Atma. Such a person for whom Atma is one's own self, who discovers the Atma, he is the glory of the Atma, for whom Atma becomes one's own self. Only such a person, seeing the glory of the Atma, how Atma is absolutely immortal, absolutely indestructible, absolutely free from actions, Atma is truth of everything, thereby Vitashokaha Bhavati. Vita shokaha bhavati. Okay. Vigataha shokaha yasmat. What's the compound here? Vigataha shokaha yasmat. Saha vita shokaha. He becomes the one from whom the grief has gone for good. One who is free from grief. Vita shokaha bhavati. Becomes free from grief means what? He becomes the one from whom grief has gone for good. Means the grief is a phenomenon which can enjoy existence temporarily, only as long as there is delusion. Only as long as there is this attachment. If there's no attachment, there cannot be grief. Grief will disappear. You don't need to do anything to drive away the grief. Grief will disappear if there's no attachment. There's no attachment means what? If there's no dependence. Dependence is not there, grief is not there. Attachment is not there, grief is not there. What is dependent? Being dependent on external world of objects, relationships, positions and possessions for one's happiness and security. And here, the person, once he discovered the Atma, he understands the glory of Atma. Now she becomes independent of undiscovered Atma being the only source of happiness. See, discovering the nature of Atma, in terms of Atma as the only source of happiness, my God, that is discovering the glory of Atma. Atma is the only source of happiness. And in discovering the Atma being the only source of happiness, this person also discovers the fact there's nothing in the world can, in the world is responsible for one's unhappiness also. Because the world itself will negate as mithya in the wake of the knowledge. Therefore, hacha person, vita shokaha bhavati, he becomes free from grief for good. So in one verse, how a person, who is the person who can discover the Atma, where Atma is available for a discovery, and what is the benefit of discovering the Atma? All this Lord Yama packs in one small verse. Okay. Where is Atma available for recognition? And to discover that Atma, what the qualification a person should have? And what is the benefit of discovering that Atma? Is it clear? This much is said in this mantra. Now, we'll go to next mantra.
Asino doram vrajati, chayano yati sarvataha. Asino doram vrajati, chayano yati sarvataha. Kastam madamadam devam, madanyo jnato marhati. Asino doram vrajati, chayano yati sarvataha. Kastam madamadam devam, madanyo jnato marhati. Asino doram vrajati, chayano yati sarvataha. Kastam madamadam devam, madanyo jnato marhati. Asinaha duram vrajati, shayanaha yati sarvataha. Kaha tam madamadam devam, madanyaha jnatum arhati. It's another, okay. All these verses are beautiful verses, very important verses, okay. From verse number 18 onwards, 19, 20, 21, all the verses are very, very important mantras of Kathopanishad. Okay. Asinaha. Asinaha means what? It is like Shanachanta Sabda. Asinaha. Asinaha. Duram Vrajati. Asinaha means what? Remaining seated. Atma is permanently seated. Remaining seated. Sitting. How is Atma? Atma is seated. Atma remains seated always. Does not get up and run. What does it mean? Atma is of the nature of motionlessness, actionlessness, changelessness. But asinaha, being all pervasive, all pervasive, Atma is of the subtlest nature. Therefore, Atma is absolutely all pervasive. There is no place where Atma is not. Therefore, movement, motion, change is not possible. Therefore, Atma is said to be what? Always seated. does not move. Without moving, having the nature of motionlessness, being all pervasive, Atma is said to be ever seated, okay, ever sitting, asinaha, but still, duram vrajati. That vrajati, he moves. Vrajati means gachati. He goes very far. Does he really go very far? As though, it looks. As though he goes very far. See, remaining ever seated because of his all-pervasive nature and because of motionless nature. But Atma is as if, Atma as if goes very far. Duram vrajati. Here we had to add what? One eva. Duram vrajati eva. As though, as if Atma goes very far. Okay. Then, shayanaha yati sarvataha. Shayanaha. It's like a shana chanda shabda again. Okay. Then, ana comes. Shayanaha. Shete lies. Shayanaha. Okay. Lying. Shayanaha, lying, sarvataha yati. Sarvataha goes on all sides. Sarvataha yati means goes on all sides. Goes on all sides means what? Sarvatra gachati. Sarvataha yati, sarvatra gachati. Goes everywhere. As if. Okay, don't think Atma really goes everywhere. Atma cannot go already everywhere Atma is. Being all pervasive, Shayanaha, lying, Atma as if goes everywhere. Goes very far, as if Atma goes very far, as if Atma goes everywhere. Yati Sarvataha. Okay. Kaha tam madamadam devam. Kam. Kaha tam madamadam devam. Jnatam madanyaha jnatam arhati madanyaha. Madanyaha. Kaha tam madamadam devam. Jnatam arhati. Kaha who? Kaha you all know very well. I not translate. The interrogative, masculine interrogative pronoun, kaha who? Which person who? Mat anyaha, other than me. Who else other than me? Who else other than me? Madanyaha kaha, who else other than me? Jnatum arhati, deserves to know. Mean what? Who else other than me can know? Who else other than me can know? That Atma. Madanyaha kaha jnatam arhati, whom tam devam. Atma is of the nature of knowing. Okay, Atma, the word devaha implies Atma. Tam devam. Literally means what? That shining one, that effulgent one, that effulgent Atma, tam, that tam, Atmanam, devam Atmanam. Who else other than me can know that effulgent one? Effulgent means what? Atma is of the nature of knowing. The abstract reality is of the nature of knowing. Knowing is the very swarupam. Therefore, knowing itself is what? Illumining. Knowing is illumining. Knowing is bringing everything to light, an object to light. Knowing is illumining. Knowing is bringing an object to light. And knowing is lending existence. Therefore, Just as any light, anything which brings another thing to light is light, Atma is also said to be of the nature of light. Atma is said to be effulgent. Therefore, Atma is implied with the term Devaha. Is it clear? It's very important to know why Atma is Devaha. Devaha means don't think of something. Effulgent means what? Atma is the nature of knowing, therefore Atma is said to be effulgent. Tam Devam Madanyaha Tam Dev Kaha Jnatam Arhati. Who else other than me can know that effulgent self? And who is again? Madamadam. Madaha means the one who is one who has joy. Amadaha, one who has grief, one who has no joy. Madaha, amadaha. Yesya madaha asti saha madaha. Yesya madaha nasti saha amadaha. So madaha madaha. Atma is madaha, atma is also amadaha. Means what? Atma is free from both grief and pain and pleasure. But one who is happy, one who is unhappy as well. Madamadam tam devam jnatam madanyaha kaha jnatam arhati. Other than me, who else can discover, who else can know that Atma of self, which is a nature of self-effulgent Atma. Okay, the Atma which is there as the joyful one, also as the one without joy, as the joyless one. Atma is free from joyful and joyless mind. Okay, but Atma alone is there as the joyful one. Atma alone is there as the joyless one also. Atma is neither joyful nor joyless. Atma is the very joy. Atma is of the very nature of joy. Very happiness. So Atma, which is the nature of happiness, is free from happiness and being happy and unhappy. Understand? So madamadam tam devam. So madamadaha saha devaha. Madamadam tam devam madanyaha kaha jnatam arhati. Who else other than me can discover that self-effulgent Atma who is there as joyful one, and also the joyless one. So we should know very well, Atma is the very joy. Joy is Atma. So, in ignorance, when a person goes through pairs of opposites, because of his own perceptions of the world and the self, it is the one who is there as the joyful one also is Atma, one who is there as the joyless one also is Atma. But Atma is free from both. See, all pervasiveness is always depicted as lying. When it is portrayed, when it is personified, Bhagavan is personified, all pervasiveness is personified. All personified as the one who is reclining, okay, lying. That is why this Bhagavan called Pallihonda Perumal. I mean, he is always said to be Anantashayanaha. Anantashayanaha. One is reclining on the Adisesha. That stands what? That implies all pervasiveness. Okay. So Atma goes far means what? If a person does not discover the Atma, even though Atma is there all the time, as though Atma has gone very far. Prajnani, who is searching for the Atma, not knowing Atma being one's own self, Atma is as though gone very far away from that person. Even the Atma is ever available in one's own mind, sitting there. Similarly, Atma being all pervasive, Atma is the nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, already being all pervasive, as though Atma goes everywhere. Sarvam apnoti iti Atma. Isn't it? One who goes everywhere means what? One who pervades everything is Atma, everywhere. That's why the very word Atma, vyapnoti apnoti iti Atma. Atma need not go everywhere, as if Atma goes everywhere. Which means what? Atma is already there. Atma need not go, cannot go everywhere. Atma is already there, being all pervasive. Okay. When you do the Bhashyam, you will know more of the explanations. Now, I would stop with just one mantra. Today, we will have the Sanskritam class also. Today, I have also today Mandike class. So I think I'll stop here. It's all right. So I can see you in 15 minutes for Sanskritam. It's all right.
Okay.
Fine. Any questions? Any questions?
Swamiji, madam. What's the, I can't make the sandhi out there. It looks like Savarna
Deva. Madha Madaha means Madahacha Aso Amadahacha. Madaha Amadaha. Then you drop the visarga. Madha Amadaha. That is Pratama, isn't it? Madha Amadaha. Then becomes Madha Amadaha. Madaha Cha Amadaha Cha. They will add what now? Madha Amadaha. Drop the visarga. Madaha Amadaha. So Madaha Amadaha. The visarga becomes dropped. When you break it, you will get it. Again, very important. Kaha Anyaha Jnatum Arhati. Very important. Who else can know other than me means what? I am the knower. I am the knower. What is, see, so important, I didn't tell you this. Let me tell you this. Who else can know other than me means I am the knower. I am, this. It is this, the first person singular pronoun I, identified with the mind alone, enjoys the status of being the knower. Understand? I sense identified with the mind, enjoys the status of being the knower. What is that I? With mind itself cannot become the knower. I sense identified with the mind, enjoys the status of being the knower. And what is that I? I is manifestation. Without the I sense, mind cannot become the knower by itself. Understand? What is the I sense? I sense is manifestation of knowledge. So what is the truth of I? The source of manifestation, the consciousness. So there's no knower at all. There's no knower other than consciousness. The only knower of the entire objective universe is Atma. Absolute knower of everything is Atma. Understand? The only knower is what? Absolutely, the only knower is Atma. There is no knower at all other than Atma. Absolutely. Therefore, Atma being the only knower of everything, Atma should be the knower of one's own self also. Who else can be other than me? Who else can be the knower? Atma, the knower of everything, must be the knower of one's own self also. I, the knower of everything, am the only knower of myself. I, the knower of everything, am the only knower of myself also. Why? There's no knower other than me. Me means what? I, because whatever the body comes under the category of the known, mind, body, mind, sense, complex, and everything and anything and everything external to the body also comes under the category of the known. Okay, the entire, everything, the entirety of the creation can be divided into two inseparable factors, knower and the known, drik and drishyam. There's only drik. How many knowers are there? Very important lesson. I just left it. Because thinking of the time. There's only drik. Only knower. Everything else is what? The drishyam. The knower, subject is drik, object is drishyam. So entirety of the known and unknown worlds of objects, including one's body, mind, sense, entirety of the world, subtle and gross, known and unknown, including one's own body, mind, sense, complex, comes under the category of the known, drishyam. And yet, drishyam tajadam, and anything which comes under the category of the known is of the nature of inertness. So the known can never have the status of being the knower. Known can never become the knower. Why? Known, the very title, the known, implies what? The known is dependent on the knower to come to light. So the known, which is dependent on the knower to come to light, can never become the knower. And how many knowers are there? Apart from the known, everything comes under the category of the known. The only knower obtaining in this jagat is what? Atma. There's no second knower. Even though there seems to be many knowers, in you one knower, in me one knower, in Tristan one knower, Sachin one knower, in Matthew one knower, in Antisha one knower, are there so many knowers? In every one of us, the one who enjoys the status of being the knower is the only Atma. Just as the only illuminator of so many opaque things, the only knower obtaining in all the minds is Atma. In every mind, there is a knower. That one who enjoys the status of being the knower obtaining in every mind is only Atma. There's only knower. This is a very important lesson in Vedanta Shastram. There's no knower at all other than the Atma, the consciousness. There's Atma, there's Anatma. There's Drik and Drishyam. There's Chaitanyam, there's Jadaprapanchaha. Okay, the illuminated and the illumined. The illumined can never become the illuminator. The only illuminator, the only knower, the only, okay, is Atma. Therefore, I the only knower am of the entirety of the world of inert things, including one's body, mind, sense, complex. There's no knower other than me. Therefore, I the knower am the knower of myself also. The knower of the knower, knower of the known is Atma. The knower of the known alone can be the knower of the knower. Is it clear? And how do you know? You discover your, how do you know how the knower can know one's own self through one's reflection. Be careful, okay? Eyes can see the whole world. The seer, eyes alone are the seer. Eyes alone see everything. What is seen can never become the seer. The only eyes have the status of being the only seer. Eyes can see everything, but poor eyes cannot see themselves. These eyes, if they have to see how they look, they need a reflecting medium, okay? Mirror. Eyes, even then, when the mirror is kept, eyes can see themselves through the reflection. But even the reflecting medium is there. Who was the seer of the eyes? Who came with the seer of the eyes? Eyes only become the seer. Eyes only have the status of being a seer of the eyes. Is it clear? Similarly, here Vedanta Shastram serves as a means of knowledge. The words of Vedanta Upanishads reveal the nature of the Atma. They reflect the nature of the Atma. Therefore, through the words of Vedanta Shastram, which reveal the nature of the Atma, when they're properly unfolded, they reflect the nature of the Atma, then Atma discovers. Atma discovers means what? Atma manifests as the I, having the status of being the knower, discovers. Understand? Very subtle teaching. There is no knower other than Atma. So knower of the subject, the knower of the knower, knower of the known is the Atma. Manifesting as I, Atma alone is the knower of everything. Atma alone enjoys the status being the knower of one's own self also. So madanyaha kaha jnatam arhati. Who else other than me? Know this effulgent one, which is joyful and not joyless. This madamadam I explain next class. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.